Oh, baby. What a marvelous what a marvelous Monday this is. Welcome on in. Hour number two of our radio program. This is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. I had a wonderful weekend. Woke up today, felt great. Was getting ready to walk into the studio. And then, since I don't consider the week to start until I get into work on Monday at about 4 p.m. Eastern time or so. So I'm going to say my weekend continued up until then. And I got some wonderful news today. And it has to involve Hot Take Hickey's football team. I was reading this via Pro Football Talk that a website, sportshandle.com, reported that the NFL is investigating a Colts player for pervasive wagering. Per the report, the NFL has evidence that the player in question placed hundreds of bets and that at least some were placed on the Colts. A considerable number of wagers reportedly were placed from inside the team's practice facility. Although the player is not considered a superstar, an ardent NFL fan has probably heard of him. According to the report, most of the betting happened in 2022 and some occurred in 2023. The player is still on the team's roster. Now, I believe that the player has been confirmed. We will get to this in just a second on who the player is. But first up, Hickey, what's going on, Mr. Host of the Blue Horseshoe, the very popular Odyssey podcast, Colts sycophant number one? What's going on with your organization who has standards and who does things the right way and who goes after other organizations? You even said it a few weeks ago. We had all this lion stuff. If you're a player in the NFL and you bet, you're an absolute idiot because you know it's not allowed. What is up with your dumb football team? I think some people in Indianapolis today are feeling just a little bit deflated with this news, this disgraceful news. What about the children, Hickey? What's going on?
I mean, I got nothing to say outside of Isaiah Rodgers is a complete idiot. Like, I have no sympathy for him. He should be suspended bare minimum for an entire year. If he's betting against the Colts, he's never going to play football in the NFL ever again. So we'll see if, I mean, for actually, you know, I'll say this. You're betting on the Colts. I'm assuming this is all last year. I've not seen anything to confirm that, but we're going to, at least I'm going to assume most of it was for the 2022 season. You're betting against the Colts. Smart bet. You're never playing again. You bet thinking the Colts are going to win. You're an idiot. You're totally, because that team stunk, especially in the second half of the season last year. You could not think. I know you're a player. Common sense has to prevail with Jeff Saturday. You're not winning the game. Even a 33-0 halftime game, at that point, I would have probably pounded the Vikings money line if I was him. But anyway, nonetheless, you're an idiot. You're an idiot, and now you just got to hope that he hasn't bet against the Colts because we'll never see him again.
I got to imagine bare minimum, regardless on who he bet on, he's out for a year because that's been the precedent going back to Calvin Ridley.
As he should.
Now, it's a totally different ball game if you're betting against your football team because then the integrity of the game, and we don't know what happened yet. All we know that he was betting on Indianapolis Colts games. Like you said, if he was betting on the Colts, okay, I love that you have the idea and the belief that your team's going to win, but the Indianapolis Colts, outside of when they played the incompetent Las Vegas Raiders last year with Josh McDaniels, were a dreadful football team. So if you're betting on your own team, stupid, really stupid. But if you go against your team, that's when the integrity of the game really, and I mean really, gets called into question. And if Calvin Ridley was just doing a few parlays and he got a year, well, if this guy, and we don't know if Isaiah Rodgers was betting against his team, but if he was betting against his team, the punishment is going to be a lot more severe than a year. And you're right, there's a chance that he may never play again in the NFL. And I'll give credit, I'm not really familiar with this guy, but the first guy that I saw have the player out there was Destin Adams, who covers the Colts for Colts on FN. I think it's a Sports Illustrated affiliation that he does that with. And since ESPN has come out and ESPN has said multiple sources familiar with the investigation, this is literally just a few moments ago, confirmed to ESPN, classic ESPN, where other people reported and then they try to make this is their story, that the player question is Colts quarterback and kick returner Isaiah Rodgers. Let me just say this. Isaiah Rodgers, Is that a name that most football fans would know? I don't think so. Like, when they said in the original report that the ardent NFL fan has probably heard of him, well, that means, like, your superstars, and the Colts superstars are Jonathan Taylor, Quinnen Nelson, and Shaq Darius Leonard. Those are the superstars for the Colts. When this is, like, a name that most fans have probably heard of, I thought this could maybe be, like, a Jelani Woods, a Michael Pittman would be pretty damn big. I don't think this is a name that most NFL fans have heard of.
Well, when you use the word ardent, you're basically the diehards, basically the P1 NFL fan. I would say, yeah.
Colts P1s maybe, but not... If
he's played enough where, again, if you are a diehard NFL fan...
He's been in the league
fan,
for a few years.
He's had a few big kick returns. You've heard of the name.
Well, there's not... No, I'm just saying, there, like, hasn't been many highlights for the Colts, so...
I mean, I'm just maybe more so. Defending the report. I'm not telling you he's a superstar. I'm not telling you he's... You know, this loss where now all of a sudden the Colts season is going to alter the win-loss total. Then you stretch the imagination. It's frustrating. That's a big name from the Colts community. But
like, who are you fearing? When you were just speculating about this, Hickey, and we all get into that speculation game, you weren't thinking when they're like, okay, the ardent NFL fan knows this. You probably weren't considering Isaiah Rodgers.
I mean, he was a name that actually was worried about. My biggest fear is Kwity Paye. Where this is a big year for him, defensive end, young guy out of Michigan, third year. Like, this is kind of the year where you hope he takes truly that step to be their cornerstone, maybe defensive player on the defensive line. That's where I'm like, oh, if they waste a year. Because this year is not about wins and losses whatsoever, but it's about development. Isaiah Rodgers is a young guy where you hope
developing
he could kind
player.
Of work into maybe being a starting corner when the Colts are ready to compete for the playoffs in a few years. So it's like that really matters this year in terms of wins, losses, but it's just like for developmental reasons, Kwity Paye, Isaiah Rodgers, like a lot of these young guys where you just want to see how they develop. It's annoying that now one of those young guys is out for a year and is basically wasting now a season in which wins and losses don't matter at all.
I'm actually a little perturbed here that it's Isaiah Rodgers. I wanted a name that was going to make you devastated.
Of course.
Like, I was hoping for DeForest Buckner or Grover Stewart or Alec Pierce or a Michael Pittman Jr., Jelani Woods. Like, I wanted a name that was going to make Hot Take Kiki say, are you kidding me? And just have an epic freak out. You're saying, oh, yeah, disappointed. Oh, yeah, you know, obviously no one's thrilled with this. But I'm looking at you right now. You look as if this is another regular Monday and you're not actually annoyed by this.
Oh, I mean, again, because the Colts are not competing next year. So it's not like this is a loss where it's like if you're the Bills, all of a sudden it's, hey, Stephon Diggs is out for the entire year. And you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. It's frustrating because I was hoping that he was going to earn his way to being a starter going forward. But it's like, I mean, realistically, does this change the Colts season? No, it does not. And it's, in a way, a sigh of relief that, again, it's someone like him and not Kwity Paye, not Shaq Leonard, not any of the receivers that you hope Anthony Richardson develops continuity and chemistry with. So it's a loss that, not ideal, but you can sustain in a year that doesn't mean much.
And by the way, if Jim Irsay has any integrity, he may have to cut this guy after today, because Jim Irsay is he's all about doing the right thing, right? That's what Jim's been kind of throwing at you.
Hey, he's forced Daniel Snyder out, basically, single-handedly.
Well, that's another thing. If I'm Daniel Snyder now, on my way out, my closing act, hey, Jim, do you have control of your team? You don't have my players betting on anything that I'm aware of. I take a few shots. out the door.
Shaka Tony on the Commanders. He's in the initial wave of suspension. So take that, Snyder. Man, that'd be a great war.
Well, Daniel Snyder would probably be like, I don't even know who that guy is. So some people know who this guy is. The ardent football fan knows who this guy is. I kind of want Daniel Snyder, who's a despicable human being, to take a little shot here, Jim Irsay. Because the Colts, right? They always love to bitch about all the other teams. Now they're in the wrong. Let's throw the book at the Indianapolis Colts.
Hey, at least they're not the Lions.
Well, that's
Stafford's getting fired. Five players.
Well, that's the other thing here. So now this is back-to-back off seasons, and you've had Calvin Ridley, who's the biggest name so far for, in terms of production on the field. He had to sit out an entire season because of this. This offseason, you had a bunch of guys ended up getting popped. Like, after two off seasons, if you're an NFL player and you can't understand that you're not allowed to bet on the NFL. And I also think it goes back to, because I remember the Lions report, any Division I sport that has a championship as well, it's just like they could also go professionally. Like, if you can't understand these things and just know that you shouldn't be betting, it's like, what the heck are you doing here? I don't understand what you're doing here if you're an NFL player.
The timing of this is also so backwards. Last year, there was one player suspended for a full year, Calvin Ridley. Now, this is the seventh player that's going to be suspended for at least half a season, bare minimum. It's reversed. It should be, okay, the first offseason, no one is quote-unquote aware, and all of a sudden there's one big sweeping investigation, everyone's suspended, and now it's, oh, wow, the message is heard, I'm not going to do it. Of course, there's always one idiot or two out there, so maybe one person gets caught. The fact that it was one person last year in Calvin Ridley, now we're talking about bare minimum seven, plus an investigation that's still going on where at least there was a report, I think it was about a month ago, maybe a few weeks ago, that there's like a second round of investigations into players. Obviously, we see Isaiah Rodgers of the Colts as one. I think I saw there's a report about another Lions player they're looking into. It seems like there's more names coming. How do you not realize, bare minimum, after the Calvin Ridley suspension that, oh, I can't bet on games, and oh, by the way, the NFL, they're actually kind of serious about this. They're not just saying it and looking the other way. They're actually going to levy a legitimate suspension. I don't understand it.
You wonder how much of this was going on, and now there's so much easier access. But now you wonder how much of this was going on, because a lot of these guys that are doing it are younger players. Like Isaiah Rodgers got into league in 2020. You wonder how much of this was actually going on in college, because, you know, back in the day when I was in college, I sound like an old decrepit man, and that's not the case if you listen to this radio show. Like, I was in a fraternity. We were placing bets all the time. All the time, right? There was one guy in the fraternity house. He was kind of the bookie, and we'd all place bets with him. It was just it was so easy to do this. Now, it's even easier because it's in the palm of your hand, the phone, but it's so easy to track. Like, if you're using your name and your banking information, it's almost as if you're begging to get caught. Where, you know, if Isaiah Rodgers was smart, he would have just hit a pot take hickey and been like, hey, place these bets for me. And have Hickey's gambling losses be documented, not Isaiah Rodgers.
Well, even worse, according to reports, he created an account in a friend's name. So it wasn't like even he was naive enough, we'll say, to open the account in his name and just be like, oh, negligence. I claim negligence. I had no idea. He was smart enough to realize, oh, I can't do this myself. I'm going to either, I don't know if he created basically a fake name and use a friend's email or just use his friend's account. Whatever it was, he was smart enough not to use his own name and his own account.
But did he use it from his device to do that?
Yes. I believe that's how you get caught.
There you go.
So you're an idiot because you know, oh, I can't do it, but I'm going to do it anyway. And you're going to get busted.
So, Hickey just took my phone and he created an account for me on my phone, you know, for the friend to place bets. It's like stupid at that point. Now, here's the part that I don't get. And I understand the mentality on social media could get crazy where, like, you're not allowed to make a mistake. But these are a bunch of bets from the reporting, allegedly. So this guy, Destin Adams, who had the report, I think I'm saying that name correctly. This isn't a story I wanted to have to report on. Isaiah is a good man and just made a dumb mistake. Please do not attack him while he's already down, Colts and NFL fans. Like, I'm not saying you got to attack this guy today, obviously. But he just made a dumb mistake? When you're doing this multiple times and you know that you're not allowed to do it, how is this just a dumb mistake? And now I should feel bad for this guy, Hickey? Like, I don't feel bad for him. This explains.
Hundreds of bets in an account he opened not under his own name. He knew what he was doing. Again, I'm sure the NFL or the Colts have said at least one time, hey, don't gamble in NFL games. Don't gamble in college games. If teams are smart, they say don't gamble in general just to avoid anything. But if you have any questions, let us know.
Yeah.
Did not listen. Did not care or notice Calvin Ridley's suspension and just kept doing his own thing and thought it ain't going to happen to me. And clearly, look out, it did.
So I'm not comparing it directly to steroids. But what I'm going to say is this. It's kind of like steroid use in terms of how many guys have we seen get popped throughout the years for using performance-enhancing drugs? And as a player, you know not to do it. Now, every time a player gets caught, even though you could send it in and the NFL could check it and do all that stuff, And it's pretty dumb if you were taking something you didn't know actually that it was an illegal substance, because the NFL has a program in place. But what I will say this is, where I'm making the comparison is, you know you can't do it, and players still do it. And it's like the same thing with gambling. You have to be the biggest moron on the planet as an NFL player to know that you can't gamble on NFL games, especially games, whether you were betting on your team to win or your team to lose. You can't do that. So I don't have any sympathy for guys that get caught. Like, I'm not irate about it. Right? Like, younger guys seeing all their friends probably bet. Maybe they, oh, yeah, I get it on the action. But you know you play for the NFL, and you know you can't do it. So that's where it's like similar to steroids. You know you can't take the performance-enhancing drug, but yet you still do it. And when that's the case and you know you can't do something, then I have a problem with it. Like, I have a tough time believing Isaiah Rodgers, assuming that this is true, that it is him with all the reports out there, didn't know that he couldn't gamble. Like, that to me is inconceivable.
And again, if you're opening an account in your friend's name or opening an account under your friend's already existing account, you are saying right there, I know what I'm doing is wrong, because you have a gambling account, I have a gambling account, mine's under my own name, yours under your own name. If we weren't allowed to do so, we would not open it up under our own names, because you know that's how we're going to get busted. So he's smart enough to know, I can't do it, so I'm just going to use someone else's name and I won't get caught.
And also, this happened in 2022 and 2023 that I read. So it'd be like one thing if he was late to the party and figuring this out in 2022 and then stopped. He continued into the early stages of 2023. So I have no sympathy for Isaiah Rodgers, but I'm curious, when we get more information about this, what actually comes out? Because the big question here, Hickey, if he just gambled on his own team to win, all right, you know it's going to be a year. But then if he's betting against his team, you wonder what the actual punishment's going to be, and you know that it would be severe.
Well, I mean, if it's against his team, he should never play again. Like, if you're the NFL, you can't, you just, perception-wise,
Roger Goodell, Mr.
you
Integrity.
Cannot allow just the even thought or the doubt to exist of, is this game fixed or not? Which is why, if it was against the Colts, see you later, your career is over, have fun in the CFL. And if you're the CFL, I don't know if they can bet on their games or not. I do not know the gambling laws in Canada. If you can, sorry, we're not welcoming you here either.
You'll be able to find
maybe go to Australian rules football.
You'll be able to find a spring league. I'm sure one of these leagues will end AAF. Up taking it. Now, Peter Schwartz will probably end up calling his games for like some arena football league team that nobody gives a crap about.
You know what? Maybe that's where he could succeed. There you go. Enjoy that one.
Watch. We'll get Peter Schwartz broadcasting some irrelevant arena football league game of Isaiah Rodgers. And Peter Schwartz will be begging Isaiah Rodgers after the game for like his cleat or like the grass that got stuck in between the cleat of Isaiah Rodgers, and Peter Schwartz will go bring that home to his
kids. Parlay slip.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll take a break. Hickey has a theory about LeBron and Kyrie Irving, and I just don't see how it's even possible. We'll delve into this latest report about a huge hypocrite in Kyrie Irving, who last week all of a sudden, don't talk about my future, and now he's talking to LeBron James about his future. We'll delve into that when we return in 5 minutes.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Man, can't believe Hot Take Hickey has to deal with these problems right now with Isaiah Rodgers reportedly being the player on the Indianapolis Colts that was placing a bunch of bets last year. Just despicable. I'm outraged. Oh, I can't believe it, Hickey. Hickey's just got to be disgusted today.
You know, I hope Bill Belichick flies to Indy and gives Jim Irsay and the Colts organization a stern talking to on how to run a first-class, above-the-board organization.
Oh, yeah.
Not to even, forget about crossing the line.
We follow all the rules.
Not even to come close to the line where there's no doubt about what you're doing, no suspicion of cheating.
Betgate.
Imagine someone thinking like, oh, wow, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tape someone's signals and record them and then write them down so I could steal them.
Yeah.
Or deflate a football, a few PSI, two shorts, and get a better grip. Like, that obviously never happened in the Patriots organization. So I really hope, maybe you could talk to Bill, fly out to Indy and give Jim Irsay, Chris Ballard, Shane Steichen, although he's new, so maybe he can listen to, you know, obviously present it going forward here. But the Colts players, this is how a first-rate organization runs.
Oh, yeah.
That would be great.
Bill would probably direct them while they're at it to take down that finalist appearance banner as well for the AFC Championship game, because that's disgraceful. You can't have a good organization when you have an AFC finalist a banner up there.
I mean, that I don't disagree about. So if they want to take the banner down too and Jim listens, okay. But please, I think at this point, all the Colts need is not a gambling expert to say what not to do. They need Bill Belichick in the worst way possible. Never thought I'd ever say that in the radio.
You're right. You're 100% right. It is finally good that you've come around and you have left the dark side and you have joined the good people that just run great football organizations and never get caught up in any scandals. I'm very proud of you right now.
And, you know, just kind of like OJ, the hypothetical, if I did it, Bill, if you were to cheat, what would be some ways to get around the rules to make sure that next time nothing can be found?
By the way, this just... We're going to totally just move on here and transition because you said something that just popped another thought into my cabeza. You talked about Bill Belichick out of nowhere. I don't know why my mind went here, but it went to Aaron Hernandez. Did you see that the Florida Gators, they're going to have that documentary that on the Florida Gators through Netflix?
Kings of the Swamp, I think. I forget the title, but it's something like that.
It's
the Swamp.
An Untold Stories documentary. They did the Danbury Trashers as well, which was phenomenal. Something that you should definitely watch. Have you never seen that? The Danbury Trashers?
I've never even heard of that.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So this guy that's in the trash business, some people think The Sopranos was based off of him, and he has a photo signed by James Gandolfini, the late, great James Gandolfini. He buys a hockey team. It's like one of those, not a minor league hockey team, but one of those independent hockey teams for his son. And actually, Michael Rupp, the former NHL player, when the NHL was in a lockout, ended up playing for that team, and a bunch of other former NHL players did. And it was WWE and hockey. That's one that you should definitely watch. There was a bunch of other untold stories. But I haven't been this excited for, I think it's coming out in August, and I believe it's a docu-series. I don't think it's just one documentary for like an hour. I think it's going to be multiple episodes of this, but I can't wait for that. There's just so much there. When you go back and you look at that era of Florida Gators football with Urban Meyer, with Tim Tebow, with Chris Leak, you have the Pouncey twins, clearly Aaron Hernandez. There's just so much going on there.
Covers what, 06 to 09, right? So like the pinnacle of Florida football. So two national title appearances, the loss to Alabama that kind of in the SEC title game that kind of ended the run. I'm with you. I'm very excited. I think it's multiple parts too, which I think you're right about that. So there is so much there. I'm very interested to hear how Urban Meyer looks back on it. That's someone that, you know, we could obviously take at face value.
Urban Meyer thinks that he's never done anything wrong in his life.
So just like Bill Belichick, whatever he says goes, listen to him. Guy's never run into any problems.
I think that's a little different there.
A little different, yes. But Urban, like I said, Urban Meyer, fine. Unfair maybe to compare the two, but because Urban's problem is a little different, but yes.
Just when Urban, you started to say some nice things about Belichick.
Okay.
You compare him to Urban Meyer. Wrong. Come on, what are we doing?
So I'm excited to hear what he has to say about those years.
Well, is he definitely going to be participating in it?
I'm assuming
you would think so.
You would think, because I'm sure he thinks it's going to be portrayed in a positive light. There hopefully is a balance, because there's a lot of positives there with how much talent there was
there. In terms of winning,
But also some negatives with what happened off the field with multiple players.
Yeah, I reached out to David Nelson today. He didn't get back to me, but we've had him on a bunch throughout the years. I was wondering if he got interviewed. He caught that crazy pass that Tebow threw, the jump pass. So he was the one that ended up catching the touchdown. So I just reached out today. He's usually all around the world. I feel like every time I see David Nelson posting, he's in some different country. So we'll see when he ends up getting back. I wonder if they ended up interviewing him for that. But anyway, I got to get to this Shams Charania report, where Kyrie Irving is the ultimate do what I say, not what I do type of guy. That's Kyrie Irving. Because it was just a week ago, Hickey, where Kyrie Irving is saying, don't talk about my future. Don't speculate about my future. I can't even go out to dinner without people speculating my future. Like the ultimate victim card kind of guy in Kyrie Irving. And then Shams Charania today just so conveniently has a tweet that Kyrie Irving has reached out to Lakers star LeBron James in an attempt to see if LeBron would come to Dallas. Irving is a free agent this offseason. You know that report's out there because either Kyrie gave it to Shams or Kyrie told someone in his camp to give that report to Shams Charania. Which, if you're Kyrie, nothing surprises me with this guy anymore, but he is such a hypocrite. People speculate about your future. Oh, it's bad, 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 bad. But then you're talking to someone else about their future and getting it out there for the entirety of the public to see, especially when LeBron is still under contract. Now, I guess I have to move past that, Hickey, because let's be real, even though it's like Kyrie Wright is set to become a free agent, but the players never get popped for tampering anymore in the NBA. When we've seen so many times throughout the years, basically Spineless Silver has told you players can tamper, but when select organizations do so, then we'll step in and tell them no.
If Jason Kidd made those comments, he's not coaching open tonight. That's for sure. And his pocket's going to be a little bit lighter as well.
You're 100% right. Or if Mark Cuban those comments, they would throw the book maybe at the Dallas Mavericks.
They would maybe lock him out of his own arena.
It's stupid. But here's the thing. There's no way that this is going to happen this year. There is no way that LeBron James this upcoming season is going to be playing in Dallas, because here's why. What are the Dallas Mavericks going to give up to go get LeBron James? Like, even if LeBron communicates to the Los Angeles Lakers, I'm leaving you after this year, what are you going to give up that all of a sudden makes the Los Angeles Lakers say, yeah, we'd rather not have LeBron on the team for one more year because we got X, Y, and Z, or we got this big piece to end up coming and join the Los Angeles Lakers? And I don't even know if LeBron wants to leave Los Angeles. Like, we don't know that yet. I think LeBron's playing basketball next year. I think LeBron's playing basketball in L.A. But, Hickey, you were like one of the first people. LeBron should go to Dallas. LeBron should go team up with Luka Doncic. So you tell me, you explain to me, you genius, how you're going to see LeBron James in Dallas this year. Because I don't see a path for that to happen for this upcoming season with LeBron still under contract with the Los Angeles Lakers.
Well, the only way it's going to happen is if LeBron James does it himself. It's not one of those, oh, I'm going to leave next year. He doesn't have time. He's going to his 21st season. It's got to be now. He's got to tell the Lakers, I'm not playing for you. And look, I don't know at that point what Rob Pelinka could do. If he says, I'm not playing for you, I will retire, I'll sit out, whatever. If you're the Lakers, that's when I think your hand is forced. Any other situation, it's not going to happen. If he says, oh, I'm leaving after this year, fine. You run the risk that you're going to get him or lose him for nothing. You run this year back. You hope you win a title and go from there. But the only way it's going to happen is if LeBron tells the Lakers and Rob Pelinka and Jeannie Buss, I am done with you here. I'm not playing for the Lakers. I want to go play with Luka in Dallas. That's the only way this happens.
And do you think he would do that when Bronny is at USC getting ready for his freshman year and it just makes it easier to travel to go to games?
Well, the thing for LeBron James, what he has to decide is in the press conference, kind of like DeAndre Hopkins, the end of the year press conference, right before LeBron James says, I got a lot to think about, he said, I'm not excited about making the Western Conference Finals. I've done it too many times. I'm playing for championships. If he looks back and reflects and thinks, I can't win a championship here in L.A., or I have a better chance of winning a championship with Luka Doncic in Dallas, that's why I think he would do it, more than leaving Bronny at USC and kind of spreading his own path.
But once again, how does this, even if he says that, how does this deal get done? With the salary matching and all that stuff?
Would have to be a sign and trade with Kyrie.
Which will... A sign and trade with Kyrie?
Yeah, there's no chance so Luka, Kyrie, and LeBron are all playing together in Dallas. Zero chance that happens.
Time out. So Kyrie Irving, who wants this to happen, wants to play with LeBron again, right, is the one that is actively recruiting LeBron James to get him over, force a trade out, be a malcontent like Kyrie's been, and go to Dallas. You think then Kyrie's like, oh yeah, I'll do LeBron a favor. I'll sign a long-term deal and then go play with the Los Angeles Lakers and not get my way? That's what you think?
Well, I don't know if I would call it not getting his way. Like, I think, look, Kyrie obviously wants to play with LeBron. But what I think he wants more than playing with LeBron is a big-time contract extension. He wants to be wanted.
Okay, fine. Even if you're right on that. Let's say the Mavericks give him, what, a four-year deal, and the Lakers are fine with taking on that contract. Do you think Rob Pelinka is stupid? Because the Athletic just had it in early May that they don't have interest in Kyrie Irving. To me, the only way they'd have interest in Kyrie Irving is if LeBron says, if you don't get Kyrie, I'm going to force my way out of here. Then that could change things. But if LeBron is going to Dallas, in your theory, and they're going to get Kyrie in a sign and trade, why the heck would Rob Pelinka do that? Why would you ever, when people started giving you credit in Los Angeles, why would you commit multiple years to Kyrie Irving going to a situation where you know Kyrie is only there because he got his money, and then I'm sure it would be an absolute disaster, and Kyrie Irving will eventually quit and give up on the team?
I mean, for whatever reason, people still think this guy is a winner. Mavericks traded for him thinking they're going to make a title run. I can't give it to you. I think Kyrie is there's no team ever in the NBA again that's going to win
Rob
a championship
Pelinka
with him on.
Isn't stupid. You think he's stupid.
I'm just saying, if you're Rob Pelinka and you're in this championship or bust mode and LeBron tells you I don't want to play here, is it the worst thing if you look at a Kyrie AD pairing? I don't think it's going to work. But if you're Rob Pelinka, I don't
AD misses as many games as he does, and then Kyrie, is inevitably going to quit on you. And I do think he has worked up a pretty damn good relationship throughout the years with Jeannie Buss, where he'll get a few years to kind of right the path after LeBron James leaves. That's what I would think. Rob Pelinka would be the biggest moron on the planet in the NBA if he goes, yeah, LeBron wants out, let me orchestrate the deal, and I'll take Kyrie back in a sign-and-trade. Oh! This 6 years ago, sure. Not now. This guy quits everywhere he goes.
I agree. The only thing I'm going to say is, again, if LeBron tells you, I want out, I'm going to Dallas, I just don't know at that point what else you can do.
We're not trading you. You could do
then
that.
Then he's going to sit out. Then, all right, fine. You run.
Yeah, LeBron want to sit out.
But then if you're Rob Pelinka, you're going to push LeBron James in, and it's going to be basically, a staring contest between you and LeBron, see who's going to win. Look, I think LeBron's going to win that. Personally,
okay.
I think LeBron has too much clout to lose a staring match and not get what he wants versus Rob Pelinka.
I don't need to get pinned into a corner and take Kyrie Irving with me. Go get me. If you want a deal to get done, go. Look at Kevin Durant. He eventually won his way. Eventually got his way, but not originally because the team wasn't willing to step up and make an offer. You got to give me something at least that I'd be okay with. Not taking on a sign and trade for Kyrie Irving, who loves not playing more than actually playing, for a guy that just tells you, oh, I'm a hooper.
And you want to talk about a third team getting involved? Okay, maybe we're talking, but that's you asked me how it's going to get done. That's how it's going to get done.
How do you think that phone call goes, by the way?
Which one?
When Kyrie calls LeBron and says, hey, LeBron, come to Dallas. I think LeBron is kind of like Durant, where he listens to Kyrie, tells Kyrie what he wants to hear, and then the moment where LeBron James hangs up the phone, he's like screaming Taco Tuesday and just laughing his ass off. That's what I think happens.
I mean, LeBron can't be that. Like, he has some blind spots for friends. He can't be that dumb. Not again. Not in year 21 where it's the
margins are. I do think LeBron wants him in Los Angeles. I do. I think LeBron wants Kyrie in Los Angeles.
Well, there's some reports that his retirement talk was more motivated to spur the Lakers into action about, making some moves rather than him actually contemplating about, his future. So I hope that he has other moves in mind that are not Kyrie related. But that is truly a death wish.
Where's LeBron playing next year?
I'm going to say Dallas.
Think it's going to be Dallas?
Stick with my pick. Absolutely.
Okay. I'm going to guarantee. In the words of Charles Barkley, that LeBron James is playing for the Los Angeles Lakers next year. Do you want to put a dinner bet on that? I haven't forgotten, by the way. You already owe me another dinner bet from the Suns and Nuggets game, where you thought that the Suns were going to win that final, the game they eventually got eliminated and extend that series. So do we want to throw another dinner bet on this here? I'll give you two dinners if LeBron's playing in Dallas. You give me one dinner next year if LeBron's playing in Los Angeles. Is that fair?
No. I will not do a dinner bet on it.
No, because you're not confident here. You don't actually think LeBron is going to
Dallas.
There's
just a lot of moving parts here, but that's my prediction. I can think something, but also not put money on it. I don't think that's crazy.
Well, and do you actually believe what you're thinking? It raises people the question.
It begs people to ask the question.
To ask that question. That's all I'm going to say.
These dinner bets have not gone my way, so I'm just going to be prudent with the ones I accept. That's all.
Do I have to beg you, by the way, to pay off this dinner bet?
No, again, just I'm here every day. When you're hungry, you let me know. That's.
Hey, I'm not hungry today. I think I'm going to go with the nice little protein shake for tonight for dinner.
Well, if you need a mid-show snack tomorrow.
A snack? No, this is dinner. It's not
I'm saying, okay, fine. A boost, whatever. You're hungry at 7 o'clock Eastern. You said, man, I use some dinner. You know where to find me. I'm right here. 5 feet. I'm waving to you right now. You can see through the double pane glass. I will sponsor.
Let me just ask you this. When Isaiah Rogers places a bet, do you think do you think Las Vegas has to track him down when it's time to pay up? No. He has to have the account.
Well, he puts the money up first.
Exactly. So you made a bet, you lost. You should just be like, all right, when do you want dinner? When do you want this? And there we go. But that's
do I have to be a bad guy right now? I don't want to be a bad guy. I could be a bad guy.
Go ahead.
Okay, fine. I'll be a bad guy.
I know exactly what you're going to say. You said it 4 weeks ago. Do you want dinner tonight? And I said no.
And you said I want to keep it for some show content. That happened. The night after the Suns lost, you said, I'm going to Westville for dinner. An hour before the show, I said, Z-Man, if you want, this one could be on me. I lost it. But you said,
no, later date.
I want to drag this out for the show. So for examples like this, you could try to drag me for being a bad guy. But let the audience know nationally, 12 hours after the bet lost, I was there ready to pay.
Yeah, and then you haven't been heard from ever since. You know,
you said no, again, you could then at that point, bro, it's not going to be begging you every single time.
You haven't begged again.
Because you said no. Then it's up to you.
Multiple times to Westville since, and I go, going to get dinner. And you sit there, cricket, cricket, cricket. That game, that last game was on May 11th. So one time.
The next day.
That's
and if
it?
You say no, okay,
that's it?
Fine. Then you know, again, where to find me. You're getting dinner. Hey,
Weasel.
I want to.
Weasel.
Cash in my bet.
Weasel.
No problem.
Weasel Hickey. That's what I've learned. He's a weasel. That's what he is.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show.
Oh, my. Thank you very much. And you can think of Riley Auto Parts for all your car care needs right here on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Get guaranteed low, 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 low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Hickey is being a bit of a rat, because he lost the bet to me and still owes me dinner. And I just got to witness this during the break. You made yourself a little different type of pasta tonight. Usually it's the same thing each and every week. And then you do at other times. You either have pasta or it's a deconstructed taco is pretty much what you do. But tonight's variation of pasta, I think this is the best dish that you've ever brought in. Explain what's in that that container of yours.
A little pasta and Alfredo sauce with a nice
breaded... Alfredo sauce there?
Alfredo sauce with a nice cut-up chicken cutlet in there.
Did you make the chicken cutlet yourself, or did you buy the chicken
cutlet? I bought the chicken cutlet.
Okay, can I ask you something here?
Sure.
You owe me dinner. Would you make that for me one night? That looks pretty damn good. Yeah, you just make for two the next time you want to make that.
I'd rather buy you dinner.
Wow. You could also
less manual labor.
You could also spit in the dinner too.
No, why
if you
I
make
do
it
that?
At home.
What kind of animal do you think I am?
I think you would spit in my dinner if you were making me dinner. I think you'd spit in it.
I am not Shiv from Succession, where I'm making you drink my own spit.
By the way, I tried to start Succession.
Uh-oh. Nothing ever good starts with I tried to blank.
I tried to start a Succession. It's on HBO, correct, Amundo?
Yes, sir. Now known as Max.
I forgot about that. And I have a login for HBO, and I didn't have access to that login when the Max app just totally updated on itself from the regular HBO. And when I went to go sit down to log in, it was late at night when I was watching that or trying to watch that. And the next thing you know, could not start Succession. So I have to get the login and the password. And
they lied you out even though it's the same thing?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
That is so stupid.
Well, first off, I forgot that was the new way that it was going to be presented on the smart TVs and all that and all the apps. So I'm looking for my HBO app. And I'm searching and searching and searching. I can't find it. I see Max and I go, oh, yeah, HBO Max. And it logged me out and I couldn't log back in. I put in my regular credentials, and it was like, no. And then, you know, with the sharing and all that other stuff, I have to figure out what the username and the password is, which is, I have a document that's protected of like all my usernames and passwords, because you have so many different usernames and passwords now, and so many things are, you have to do an uppercase letter and a lowercase letter and then a number, and then some websites want you to do a character, others don't want you to do a number. So I have a whole document for whatever reason. My document that was saved did not have my HBO login information. So I was not able to start Succession. But I tried.
Okay. So now, I thought you were going to say you tried, you watched one episode, you hated it, now you're out on it. I mean, you got logged out, which is annoying. Thanks, Max. But okay, this, you haven't ruled it out yet.
Now, it's four seasons, correct, Amundo?
Four seasons. Just ended.
About 40 episodes?
Roughly, yeah.
I was at the Met game, by the way. You know they come out to the Succession song?
Really?
Uh-huh.
Oh, love the piano.
Yeah, they do the piano, and then they have some other song before they're like, here they are, are your 2023 lifeless New York Mets.
Maybe I love the theme song for Succession. The piano is great. Is that something that should be played right as a team is coming out? I would probably say no.
Well, it's the pig in the blanket before the main course. They have a different song, and they have the fireworks and the smoke machine and the fogger going off. But the only reason what I knew what that piano was for was because of one of your tweets. And by the way, you posted what should have been a shower no cap today, and you weren't in the shower. What's going on there?
Timing.
What do you mean?
I was already out of the shower. And now, I had to record a Colts pod right after.
Where's
so
the commitment to the bit? You're right back in the shower.
I didn't have time to jump back in, get myself all
lazy.
Wet again.
Lazy.
No, not lazy. Just it was unfortunate.
Just stand. Take your shirt off.
If
stand
Kyrie
in the
did
shower,
it 2 hours ago, I'd be good to go.
You could have just done it in the shower. No one knew
well,
the shower was running or not.
I got to make it the
Please.
Full thing.
Shower no cap. It's over. It's done. It's finished. Back to the regular videos.